the Hits Radio. I am Will Manning, joined right now by, I was going to say Fraser. Richard! Richard!
What's going on, mate?
Feels really weird calling you Richard, you know.
I know, tell me about it, man. You're not the first one to see it.
What, are you still calling yourself Fraser when you're introducing yourself to people, or?
Yeah, all the time. Hi, my name's... proper tongue-tied, like...
Even though, of course, your actual real name is Richard.
Yeah, that's like my government name.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It was given to me at birth, and that mum slapped it on my bum.
Where did the name Fraser come from then?
Well, I used to ride motorbikes.
Right.
My first motorbike was a Yamaha Fraser 600cc, so...
Oh, right.
Hence the name. Yeah,
okay.
I used to love that, man. I was on that every single day.
And how are you finding being just Richard now? Is this weird?
It's a bit formal. Do you know what I mean?
It is quite formal. It's a very... Have you ever thought about just Rich?
Yeah, Rich Raw. Yeah, I've thought about it all, man. Do you know what I mean? But I do like Richard Rawson. It's got a twang to it. Do you know what I mean?
I can imagine, like, on the phone, hello, it's Richard Rawson here. It's quite a posh thing to say.
Yeah. Like, you know what it was, yeah? Even when we used to do, like, shows and stuff, and everyone was like, Fraser. If one person went, Richard, like this, it's like I'll just go naked. Oh my gosh. Like, just strip me from everything.
Yeah, that's your identity gone. So, I mean, obviously, this might seem a bit of an obvious question, but why the name change?
Well, you know what? It's all about evolution for me, you know what I mean? Like, fans are growing up, I'm growing up as well, we're all listening to new music, and for me to continue doing stuff that I was doing 5 years ago, it doesn't make sense to me. I'm maturing, so is the music, and so are the fans, and I feel like to grow onto the next chapter, the next thing in my career, as I'm still young, do you know what I mean? I still feel like I'm at the birth of my career right now, and I feel like I want them to grow with me, and as I come out into the new chapter, I want to be known for... doing what I do, and that's making great music, full stop.
Fresh start.
Yes,
fresh
indeed.
Fresh start, new start.
New chapter, mate.
You've recently put to bed the rumours about the N-Dubs reunion and stuff like that.
Yes.
Can we just talk about N-Dubs for a minute, though?
Yeah, man, go for it.
I mean, you were young, right, when it started? Very, very young.
Yes, I was.
I remember watching you on Channel AKA when I was like, I must have been about 10. And I was on the N-Dubs street team.
Was you?
I was on the N-Dubs street team.
Hey, high five, bro. Love that.
I was on the N-Dubs street team. I don't know what I did, but I handed out flyers in High Wycombe. I remember
dedication.
Doing that. Yeah, it was fun. But if you could look back on that time, you know, you're young, what would you change about that?
To be honest with you, I wouldn't change any of it because it built me into the person I am today, and I wouldn't have learned half the things I knew right now about the industry and people in general if I hadn't been through it, do you know what I mean? So it's been a great learning curve, so I wouldn't really change anything. If I could go back, I'd do it all exactly the same.
And are the guys supportive of what you're doing now?
Yeah, of course, man. They love what I'm doing, and vice versa, man. We're always going to be supportive of each other. We're family at the end of the day.
So there's no chance of the reunion? Because I kind of want to be on the street team.
I was sending you out there.
Yeah, hand the flyers out in my spare time.
But you'll be up in Manchester this time, won't you?
Yeah. Instead of High Wycombe, up in Manchester.
Yeah, it's a bit better, isn't it?
Yeah. So we're saying no to a reunion at the moment.
Yeah, at the moment I'm fully focused on my solo stuff right now, and I'm really, really excited about giving great music out for everybody to hear, you know?
We've got to talk about the new song.
Yes.
Let's get some songs away and we'll talk to Richard more after this.
Richard!
This is the Hits Radio, hanging out right now with Richard Rawson.
Yes.
Very formal, Richard.
Yes.
So you are back, new beginning, like we said. You've got a new start with a brand new song, Fireflies, featuring Tom Parker from The Wanted fame.
Yeah, man.
Why Tom?
Tom, man, you know what it is? I've done a couple writing sessions last year with Tom for The Wanted, and he had a great vocal in the studio, do you know what I mean? And I thought, like, within his band, like, sometimes he does sing a lot, but he doesn't really show the full capability of his vocal, where I thought... I had this backing track for Fireflies sitting around for some time, and I thought it would be great to get Tom on a record, you know what I mean? I gave him a shout, he came down to the studio, and we wrote this song, Fireflies, and the rest is history.
So man. It was always going to be Tom? It always was Tom, going to be Tom?
Yeah, man.
He suits the song.
The good thing about pop music right now and popular music in general is it's like you can mix so many different genres with music and make it a credible record that's going to go out in the charts and do well, do you know what I mean? And that's the fantastic thing about the charts right now and popular music and modern music, like where people before would have been like, oh, maybe they might have been like, oh, he's doing a song with a boy band guy, and he's from like sort of an end up sort of urban background sort of thing, and people might have found it weird. But now in our day and age, like, everyone's more accepting of this sort of stuff, and it's great to know, man, and it's great to be a part of it.
And have you found that the fans are sort of crossing over now? You're getting the Wanted fans following you, you're getting the N-Dubs fans also following Tom as well.
Yeah, man, it's like a big old family right now. Yeah. I like it, man.
It's a melting pot of fans.
Yeah, it's good to know.
Let's play it on the Hits Radio right now. Could you please introduce Fireflies?
All right, man. My name is Richard Rawson, formerly known as Fraser. This is my debut single, Fireflies, out 17th of August. Go Shazam it, do whatever you have to do. Here we go. As I stare across the